Thank you for tuning in to the Padre Island Podcast today. We are ready for the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, July the 12th, 2026. Passage is, hope you don't mind me doing the short version, Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. Some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're seeking to hear the Lord Jesus, to understand, to live according to his word, to live according to God's design for us. And that's a lifelong project. And thank God that life has purpose and meaning, especially when we are united to Jesus Christ, he who is the vine, and we are the branches. We think about how there came a point where Jesus had the opportunity to preach to these people, and they're not looking at their phones, they're listening to him. And since there's water there, that reminds us of baptism, but also it's a natural amplifier. Since there were no microphones back then, no electricity, that's one easy way for him to be heard. And so instead of a Sermon on the Mount, it's the sermon in this context, and the message has to do with being the good soil, being the kind of receptive person where we're not going to flake away at the first little distraction, and we're going to persevere, and we're going to get stronger with time, with the Lord Jesus' help. And of course, there's setbacks and difficult moments. That's natural. But all in all, to be able to strive for what Jesus is getting at in this gospel. So we think about rocky ground versus birds eating the seed on the path before it could even do what seeds do. And then there's the good soil. He gives some interpretation of this later in the passage, but I just did the short version here. But maybe just to mention that the Lord Jesus is there for us to understand. He's here to convey these messages that are relatable and understandable. So if there's any question about it, these disciples will ask him, and he'll help them with that. Help them to understand. He will give clarity. This means this. Here's how this works. Remember, childlike faith. Children ask questions like that. I know my 3-year-old nephew tends to ask why. You know, why is that over there? Why does it look like that? Why is this, you know, just whatever the question, whatever the reason for that is. Why do they ask the question why? We're naturally curious. And I'm sure Jesus was patient with them. We get that impression throughout the Gospels. Not so much patient with those who are hard-hearted, though. With some of the religious leaders, it was a different story. But that was a different context, that's why. So this is one of those passages that it's nice because what it means is pretty evident already, but even if it was confusing, we have the passage later in the chapter where Jesus walks them through it. And those who are the seed that's sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it. and there's fruitfulness there. What does it mean to be 30-fold? That there's 30 times the amount of yield than one might expect. Or maybe it means 30 times the amount of what it started out as a seed. Or 100-fold. That's even better. People don't really talk like that anymore, though. They don't say 60-fold, unless they're poets or something. But, you know, this is something understandable, even if it's not the kind of thing we say every day. Producing fruit. So let's say someone were to object and say, well, to be a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus means that it's not about producing fruit. It's about being with the Lord. To which I say, yes, both can be true at the same time. Being with the Lord does not exclude bearing fruit, especially because at a different passage he says that the harvest is abundant, laborers are few. So there is something about using our talents, using our abilities to produce some kind of results for there to be accomplishments. And those accomplishments sometimes are behind closed doors. It doesn't mean we necessarily need to brag about it. We don't want to err on pride there, but, you know, it doesn't take away the fact that the results do make a difference, and that's what we're striving for. And it certainly helps in the feedback loop when there is some success. And even if there's not, to know that we're on the right track. Okay, the sun scorched it and it withered for lack of roots. Have you ever thought about the fact that when suffering happens, that could be a blessing in disguise? Not all sufferings, but, you know, certain ones, this might be strengthening our perseverance, our stamina. This is a test of faith, and we are called to pass that test. And we know that the sun will scorch us at some point, and if we have roots, we'll be okay. So maybe sometimes God allows certain seasons of life to be very difficult. But guess what's happening? Those roots are growing and increasing the chance of a long-term plant, the longevity of what's been planted, of the health of our souls. And that makes a difference. Now, I don't know how much of that we're aware of as it's happening. And like a person with a childlike faith, maybe we rebel on that or cry or just everything in us resists that. So that's an experience that happens. And yet with our own intelligence or the wisdom that we have from passages like this, maybe we could look at it in a different way. And to notice the times that our faith is strengthened for the next trial, for the next time that we have a chance to fully live out our faith and bear fruit for the kingdom. These parables are about the kingdom of God. There's other parables later in the chapter, weeds and wheat and other ones. But this is what we get right now. By the way, I wonder if the weeds and wheat is next week. Yeah, it looks like it is. Let's see, mustard seed. The separation there. Throw them into the fiery furnace. Yeah, it is. Weeds and wheat next time. So we get to practice a tongue twister of weeds and wheat next Sunday. But for now, we don't need to worry about that. Each day has its own amount of trials, and that is to put our arms around this concept, this reality that God's word is planted in our souls. And how are we receiving that? And how are we responding to it? If we have ears to hear, if we fully understand, if we strive to understand more, then there's a better chance that we won't let something else take that away. And that when we act, that we're acting on God's word. I think it reads in Ephesians chapter 1, that we've been given every spiritual blessing in the heavens. And that's something to be encouraging, even in the midst of trial. Even when things are difficult, to recognize that truth. Every spiritual blessing has been given to us through Jesus Christ. And it's He who teaches. He who walks this road with us and assists us so that we might be cultivated to become that kind of soil, to more fully receive His word, to live according to God's design for us, to live according to God's plan, even when that plan is countercultural or when it seems absurd, that in the big picture, the Lord is leading us to being in position to do great things for the sake of the kingdom, doing things that we probably wouldn't have engineered if we would have set it up earlier. But the Lord has a plan for us, and let's choose to trust Him today. Those who have been divorced, then maybe you wonder, am I a lost cause? Am I like that, seed that didn't ever really take root, or that the birds came and ate it up? Well, I wouldn't go to that conclusion necessarily. Maybe there's aspects of your life where that's relatable, and that could help us acknowledge and to grieve and to see what the Lord is doing next. But also, it's probably not fair to exaggerate that, even if there's some truth in it, because I don't think the Lord is trying to lead us to any more guilt than necessary, and certainly not shame, because shame is a lie, the lie that says that we are somehow damaged goods, that we are somehow unworthy in our very essence, and have no hope for ever becoming worthy. Yeah, that's just not what we see in the Bible. At the same time, there is such a thing as guilt and such thing as consequences, and there is a need to accept responsibility. What about those who've been married, those who are married, that they, you might be able to relate to this even more so, because through your children and through the love you have for each other, you are trying to cultivate that soil that it might bear fruit, that you might be open to life and to growing in knowledge, and for that life to continue to flourish, and for us to be attentive to our responsibilities, to what the Lord has allowed us to do within our own frame of reference, our own scope of influence, that going to Mass, hearing God's word, or a combination of the two, could motivate us to show up for each other this coming week, to pour ourselves out in ways that the Holy Spirit continues to inspire. Well, since we did the short version, I think I'll leave it at that. I don't have a commentary to look at the moment, but just know that we seek to speak from the heart and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Hopefully at least one word that I said could take root in your soul and can make certain podcasts and Catholic media worthwhile for you as you continue to discern how God is working and how you can best respond, because you and I have the opportunity to more fully hear God's word and to understand it. I'm Father Peter O'Donnell, a priest in Junction City, Abilene, Chapman, and Solomon, Kansas. Thank you for listening today. May Almighty God bless you always. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.